Something like about 2 years ago, Judy and I attended a funeral service in Carthage, Tennessee for a very close friend of ours. Fred Evans was in his 70s, I suppose. He had been a friend of our family for years. In fact, Dad and Mother and I had lived and boarded with them when I was about a year old. We had worked with him as a gospel preacher. He had preached the gospel for smaller congregations for years. He was a banker in the town of Carthage. He'd worked in the community, a man who was highly respected. And as we walked up to view his body, I noticed that there was a New Testament in his hands. When the local preacher was conducting the funeral service for Brother Fred Evans, he made a statement that has stuck with me. He said, "You may have noticed that the Bible was placed in Brother Evans' hand, and did you notice how natural it looked there?" The Bible looked natural in his hands. Tuesday night of last week, Brother Charlie and Miller and I went to Newbern, Tennessee, to the funeral home where the body of Brother Glenn Moore was lying in state. Brother Moore was a preacher of the gospel in that area and, again, a very close friend of ours. As I walked up to look at the body, I noticed, first of all, that the Bible had been placed in his hands. Being aware of the many times that he had preached the gospel, the love that he had for the truth, I could stand there and in my mind say the same thing that was said on the other occasion. That Bible looks natural in his hands. Revelation 14:13 states, "Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, they shall rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." I'm sure that that includes the idea of the works of a person going to the day of judgment, being in God's record book that shall be opened according to Revelation 20. But it also includes the idea of the influence of a person in the lives of others even after he's gone. And would include the idea of what's placed in the person's hands. What is thought of by the family and the friends as the body is being prepared for burial? When someone in the family or among the friends wants to place something in the hands of that person, what's thought about? What would look natural? Now apply that in a very personal sense. What would look natural in your hands? God has said to all of us, as he did Hezekiah, "Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." Our lives may be lengthened from this day, the 15 years of Hezekiah, or longer or shorter. One of these days, unless you and I live to the second coming of Christ and we're separated from this earth and going to be with him at that time, our separation from this earth is going to take place in the separation of the spirit from the body. For it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. That spirit will return back to God who gave it, Ecclesiastes 12:7. And the body will be returned to the bosom of Mother Earth according to God's laws and his principles of nature. One of these days, sometime in the future, when my soul has left my body and those in my family or among my friends who, with the help of those who are professionally involved, are preparing my body to be buried, perhaps someone would raise the question, what would look natural in his hands? If that question were raised about you, what would be the answer? In order for us to consider this in a rather serious way, in a rather personal way, I want to ask you in your mind to visit with me for a few minutes in some funeral parlors of the past, and then think about one in the future. I'm not for sure that in each of these cases where we'll be visiting in the Old Testament and New Testament that they had a funeral parlor as you and I have one today. But at least we are aware that there was preparation made to take care of the proper burial of the body that was left behind when the soul had departed. And it is in that sense that I'm calling these funeral parlors. Go back as far as Genesis 9. A man by the name of Noah had just died. If you had been there as a part of his family or friends and the body was being prepared for burial and someone said, what would look natural in his hands? You might very well have suggested a hammer or a saw. or some kind of a measuring device, because you would have remembered that this man was involved not only in building the ark for the saving of his household, but also was a preacher of the gospel in trying to help people build their houses for God. And certainly if a hammer or a saw or a measuring device had been placed in his hand, if you had been there, you might have said, well, that looks natural in his hands, because that's what was in his hands while he was alive. Let your mind wander on over to the latter part of the book of Genesis at about chapter 49 at the death of Jacob, and then to chapter 50 at the death of Joseph. Jacob's body is being prepared for burial. What would look natural in his hands? Maybe a family portrait? There's ever been a person who lived where that would have looked natural. It would have in this case, because Jacob had 12 sons and a daughter. At the time that his family was brought down to Egypt, his family numbered about 70. And later, when his descendants came out of Egypt, they numbered about maybe 3.5 to 4 million, at least 3 million people. Jacob was a family man. He's a man who's come to be known as the father of the children of God. His name was chosen to be the name that the children of God would wear in Old Testament times, the children of Israel. Israel was Jacob. And so if something had been placed in Jacob's hand that would remind us of his love for his family, his leadership in his family and in the immediate family and even the larger family, that would have looked natural. The chapter after this records the funeral service of Jacob, and then at the end of that chapter, chapter 50, Joseph's death is recorded. You and I are aware that Joseph's body was embalmed and prepared where it could be carried with the children of Israel when they came out of bondage years later. But as they were preparing that body in Egypt, where Joseph had taken the leadership of preparing food for the local people and had been able to even provide food for his own family when they came down, can't you just imagine that someone might have said, would not some grain look natural in his hand? Or maybe some kind of device that would have weighed the grain and proportioned it to the people, because here's a man who's died, and while he was in our midst, he spent much of his time seeing that the grain was grown and was preserved and kept that people might be able to eat. A few years later, in fact, in connection with the bringing of the children of Israel and the body of Joseph out of Egypt, a man by the name of Moses was on the scene. When Moses was 120 years old, God took him up to the top of Nebo at Mount Pisgah and showed him the land of Canaan, and then God prepared his body and buried it. No man knows where. We do not know what his body looked like or how it was prepared or how it was buried. We just know that God did it. But if people had been preparing the body of Moses, don't you imagine that someone might have said a rod or a staff would look natural in his hand? Because it was that rod and that staff of Moses and Aaron, his brother, with him that meant so much in the preparation for and the reality of the leaving of that bondage in Egypt. All of these that we've just noticed, these preparations for burial, have been of a positive nature. But switch your thinking for just a moment and visit at the time of a young man by the name of Absalom. A young man so struck on himself, 2 Samuel 14, that he only cut his hair once a year. Not only that, but he called people in that they might be involved in this ceremonial occasion of the cutting of his hair. He may have been a handsome young man, at least he thought he was. Four chapters later, in his rebellion against his father, he was riding a horse under a tree. And we sometimes say he caught his hair. At least the Bible says he caught his head in that tree. Hanged himself. He was not dead. Was eventually killed with 3 darts through the heart. But we think of this young man who was struck on himself, who was more interested in selfish desires, even to the extent of rebelling against his father, the king. If you had been preparing his body for burial, might you have thought about putting a comb in his hand or maybe a mirror? That would have suggested that he was more interested in his own image than he was the image of God. Now visit with me in the New Testament for a moment. John the Baptist was beheaded. Matthew 14, his friends came and took his body to prepare it for burial. The rich man in Luke 16, in the story of the rich man and Lazarus, is said to have been buried. I don't know who buried him or exactly what the circumstances were, but keep both of these in mind that simultaneously as you think about this question. What would have looked natural in their hands? John the Baptist, camel's hair, leathern girdle, locusts, wild honey. The rich man, some kind of expensive food or an expensive container in which food would have been served, or maybe a purple or some expensive cloth would have suggested the kind of man that he was. And now consider Dorcas and visit with the place where her body was being prepared for burial in Acts 9. You will remember she was raised from the dead. But at the point that we're looking now, the widows were gathered around preparing her body, having washed her body. They were showing the clothes that she had made. You can just imagine that one of those widows present might have said, wouldn't it look natural to put one of these articles of clothing in the burial casket with Dorcas? Or maybe let's just put a spool of thread or a thimble or a needle. That's what she had in her hands while she was alive. Contrast that with the ones who might have been present when Judas was being buried, if his body could have been prepared in that way. Don't you imagine someone standing by might have said, let's put a piece of silver in his hand to represent the 30 pieces for which he sold our Lord. Would it be a spool of thread or a piece of silver? We look at these, and you probably can think of others in Bible times who were buried, and think about what would have looked natural in their hands. You see, the idea of what would look natural in the hands of the body after death is what would have looked natural in the hands of that body while it was alive, while the spirit was dwelling in that body. Now, having visited with me in these funeral parlors of the past, let me ask you to visit with me in one in the future. And that one is the place where your body will be laid. One of these days, that'll come to each of us. We need to consider it. I hope not just in a morbid sense. I don't intend to suggest this morning that we ought to just be sad about everything or morbid about everything. But someone has said we're not ready to live until we're prepared to die. And there is really no true sense in which you can have the joy in life and enjoy each day in life until you are sure that you have your life ready. So if today were to be the last day, and it could very well be, maybe many years in the future, as Paul said in Philippians 1, I think we would join with him in saying that we want to continue to live, and yet to die would be gain in some sense. I don't know that there's ever been a time in my life when in months' time I've had impressed upon me the seriousness of this any more than the last few weeks. Wednesday of this past week, Brother Glenn Moore, preacher that I'd worked with, in whose home I had stayed, was buried, just 2 years older than I. The Wednesday before that, just a week before that, the man who followed me as minister of the gospel at Clarksville, Tennessee a few years ago, in his early 60s, had a massive heart attack and died. 2 days before that, the man with whom I worked in Tullahoma in his early 60s had bypass surgery in Nashville, 5 bypasses. Yesterday, I walked across the parking lot to the Bible building to meet some of the youth ministers that were there in that session, one of which is the youth minister in my hometown of Gainesboro. He had just talked to his wife yesterday morning, and she informed him of a young man who's 3 years older than I, graduated from high school as a senior when I was a freshman, had a massive heart attack. He's in St. Thomas Hospital in Nashville for bypass surgery. These things have caused me to stop and think just a little bit personally. I hope there's many years ahead, but we never know. And it behooves us to stop and do just a little bit of serious thinking. What would look natural in your hand? What would God know that should be there, even if the people present did not remember it in the sense that they should? I know of some people today, if we were to put into their hands what looked natural, it would be a whiskey bottle or a beer can or a cigarette. I held a funeral service for an older man a few years ago. And I noticed particularly as I looked that that forefinger on the right hand was as brown as it could be with nicotine. I had visited with him in the intensive care unit of the hospital a few days before his death when he was under oxygen and could just barely breathe, and asked him how he was, and he said, "I'd feel much better if I could have a cigarette." A cigarette would have looked natural in his hands. I know some people that live here in Henderson, not too far from this building. Almost every time I have seen them with a whiskey bottle, a beer can, or the influence of it. Seems to me that looked natural. That's what life is about for them. Maybe a coffee cup, a Coke can, or if in Middle Tennessee, it would be a Sundrop can. A softball, a football, a basketball, a baseball, a golf ball, a fishing rod. And these last few things that I've mentioned are not necessarily wrong in and of themselves. But I have known some people down through the years, particularly in the city of Tullahoma, where I think there was more interest in baseball than any place I've ever lived, especially the little leagues. I've known some who claimed to be Christians who could not get to Bible study on Sunday morning, just occasionally to worship, who would literally stand on their heads if necessary to be sure that they were there for the ball game, particularly the ones in which their children played. And I encourage parents to go with their children to the ball games, but not to the extent that it becomes their God. There are some people living in Tullahoma right now, members of the church where I preach there. If I were asked and had to be honest what would look natural in their hands, I'd have to take a baseball and place it there. That's what I remember about them mostly. What would look natural in your hands? Would it be a deed to a house, young people especially? Would it be a set of car keys? But you'd rather have that in your hands than anything else? Some stocks and bonds, some money, some gold and silver? What would be placed in our hands? On a little bit more positive note, there are many of you, even in this audience this morning, if I were asked the question on an occasion such as that which we're describing, there are some of the hands of the ladies in this congregation that I'd want to place a thimble or a spool of thread or a little dish that would remind us of how many times they've cooked something for somebody else. And I believe all of you would agree. On these occasions, that looks natural. That's what this woman's life was about. And there are some men, even in the congregation this morning, though I've not had an opportunity to know you for so long, that I would suggest a garden utensil. Or maybe a hammer or a saw, somewhat in the sense of with Noah, because there's some of you that I know have spent hours and hours doing things for other people. And you're known in this community for what you've done. And if your family and friends on the occasion when your body is being prepared for burial were to select something, it'd be something like that, because you're known as a person who reaches out to others with making of garments or cooking of food or bringing something from the garden or going to help repair or to help and to assist in that sense. There was one man in a congregation with which I was associated several years ago that was known as the chewing gum man. Now let me tell you why he was known as that. He always came to every service with his pockets full of chewing gum, and the children knew it. We encouraged him to wait till after services. But the little boys and girls would always make a beeline to that man. They knew he had shown them over a period of years that he loved them. Just a cake of chewing gum, something that was little, but the expression of love that went out with it was more than that. And I rather imagine that when that man dies, that some of those little boys and girls who now will be older could very easily say, you know, a pack of chewing gum would look natural in his hands, and they wouldn't be thinking about his using it, they would be thinking about his giving it. That's something that's little, but you see what it suggests? Now keep in mind what we've said for the last few minutes and listen to just a few scriptures. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says that every one of us will appear before God to receive the things done in the body. According to that he hath done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Revelation 20 pictures that scene of the judgment where the books will be opened and then another book is opened, which is the book of life, and we believe that's God's record book. And God's going to have in that record book what has been natural in the person's hand. not just as the body is being prepared for burial, but as the body was involved in usage in life. And in most instances, what family and friends would honestly place in the hands of the body that's being prepared for burial is what God has in His record book, because God knows even better than we know. What would look natural in your hands? Are you living in such a way that if your family were to decide to place a Bible in your hands, that it would not look out of place? I hope that I can live in such a way that when I leave this earth, a Bible such as this could be placed in my hands and it not look out of place, because it's been seen in my hands through life. What would look natural in your hands at death is what has been seen in your hands through life. What would it be? What would be chosen? If you're not a Christian this morning, it certainly would be out of place if you were to die and we were to prepare your body to put the Bible in your hands or anything that would suggest love for God, because if you're not a Christian, it's not natural that something be placed there that would emphasize the Bible. What would look natural in your hands? If you're not a child of God, you need to become one and live in such a way that something like the Bible or something like a spool of thread or a dish or a garden hoe or whatever would suggest the idea of your service to God and your service to mankind, because that's what the judgment scene is about. Remember Matthew 25? All that's discussed on that occasion is feeding the hungry and giving drink to the thirsty and visiting the sick, those in prison, clothing the naked. In other words, that's what life is about. What would look natural in your hands? You need to think about that, my friend. And if your life is not such this very moment that it could end on a positive note if God were to decide for it to end today, to where your family and friends could honor you in a positive way and God could know in a positive way the kind of life that you've lived, if it's not like that, you need to come to Jesus as together we stand and sing.